Joining me now is head coach of the Jackson County Blue Devils, Juan Clarida. Coach, seems almost hard to believe, but we've reached the home stretch of the regular season. What are your overall thoughts of how this team has played these last couple of weeks?
For the last couple of weeks, we've gotten better. We got off to a real rough start, and our record is 4-18 right now. But we've been playing better ball the last couple of weeks. So with the having a young team and not having a season last year, I mean, it, just the first 5 to 6 weeks were growing pains on the job training so much. You know, we had the first week of practice snowed out, you know, with that blizzard that came in, and just weather was hard to cooperate. We didn't have the luxury of having spring scrimmages, so we inter-squatted most of the time, you know, just so our pitchers could face hitters, hitters could face pitchers, and, you know, when you face your own teammates, you don't get that same feel you do with the scrimmage against other schools, and it's really, like I said, growing pains, you know, the first 4 or 5 weeks, but we have been playing better ball as of late.
Offensively at the plate, how much of a focus is there right now of just putting good at-bats together and being good situational hitters?
That's the key to it. You just can't play gorilla balls like the old LSU teams did back in the late 90s and 2000s. You just got to pick and choose. You got to have a controlled swing. I try to preach, take the same swing that you do when we do our tee drills in the building out to the field. And sometimes that don't resonate. Sometimes, kids, they want to swing for the fences or grip it and rip it approach. And, you know, it just this time of year, you just need to have, good approaches, have a plan when you go up there to the plate and execute it the best, swing a good pitches, and force the pitcher to throw your pitch, not let him throw his pitch. That's very big, very important.
And I'm sure another thing, Coach, that you're probably looking for is a little bit of consistency. How much of an emphasis have you put on that, not just when it comes to hitting, but also fielding and overall effort and intensity?
Well, we're creatures of habit. We need to have that same, mental approach to do everything, like it's supposed to be done. And when you deal with teenagers, sometimes you don't always get that. But, that's what we stress. We just, right now, just is repetition. We play 3 to 4 days a week, so we don't get much practice time once season gets going. So basically our non-district games, they're kind of like our scrimmages, in a way, and practices, get ready for our Monday, Tuesday games. But, just trying to create a structure where we're, getting as many reps as we can, when we don't have games, and live and learn when we do play our games, and hopefully we won't make the same mistakes again.
So, Coach, with the regular season winding down and the district tournament starting soon, what are some things you're going to focus on in practice as we hit postseason time?
Well, right now I'm looking. I told the guys the other day that I'm kind of considering every player like the stock market. Your stock's either going to be up in the middle or down. I'm looking for 9 guys that stocks are up that gives me the best combination, the best chance to do something in the postseason, because everybody gets a second chance in the postseason. I've seen many teams in my career that have below 500 records in the regular season. I know one school back in the mid-2000s or early 10s that had a 19-game losing streak heading into the postseason, and they wound up making the state tournament. So it's just a second chance. I'm right now, last week and this week, I'm really looking to see who's going to take that next step.
Once again, that is head coach of the Jackson County Baseball Blue Devils, Juan Clarida.